This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Here's your fiscal cliff update for today, and it won't take long. President Obama said Republicans have a personal grudge against him. House Speaker John Boehner's spokesman called the president's opposition to Boehner's Plan B bizarre and irrational. Doesn't sound like a deal's just around the corner, does it? Well, one thing we can count on, the $50 billion bailout deal between the federal government and General Motors is coming to an end. The Treasury Department announced today it will sell its stake in the company, and it looks like the government will take a loss. So, American taxpayers, did we make a bad investment? Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genter.
GM stock closed today at a little more than $27 a share. At that price, the stock would have to more than double for the government to break even on its investment. Dan Eikenson is with the Cato Institute. He was against the bailout.
Taxpayers need to assume a loss of $15 to $20 billion.
But Sean McAlinden of the Center for Automotive Research says taxpayers actually should break even. Is he math challenged? No. He says you have to look beyond the bailout cost and stock price. You have to consider what would have happened without the bailout, how much it would have cost taxpayers if the government did nothing. McAlinden says laid-off GM workers would have been eligible for unemployment checks, and the government would have lost tax revenue.
People without jobs really don't pay federal tax. Instead, it's a negative effect.
Then there's the trickle-down effect. Without GM, auto parts suppliers would have struggled, maybe gone under themselves. The car makers use many of the same suppliers, so assembly lines at Ford would have ground to a halt. Dealerships would have suffered, too. Edward Lapham is executive editor of Automotive News.
There would have been economic sinkholes in every community from the dealerships that were no longer selling vehicles.
Of course, the Treasury Department says the GM bailout was worth the cost, but a top Treasury official also says the government should not be in the business of owning stakes in private companies for an indefinite period of time. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.